Hey, good morning. This is Julie Farrow with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce, and my special guest today is Miss Sandy King with WISD.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear. How are you on this hot August morning?
It's been a long time since we've been on the mic together.
Yes. So tell me what's going on these days. We got school starting back in like a week, right?
Yeah. So next is actually August 11th. So how many days is that? It's less than a week.
About six, seven, eight,
or
nine.
Maybe
yeah,
it's exactly
like
a
right
week.
At a week. Yeah.
Next Thursday, we're starting back to school. So we have been working our tails off at the admin building to get everything ready for all the kiddos and all the volunteers that, you know, just descend upon WISD every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, safety is always a big deal in the school districts more and more now. So since, recent things have happened. So just making sure that we're tightening all the screws on everything and really prepared.
Cool. I think everyone gets excited because y'all started that back to school bash last year, and that was a big, y'all had a really big turnout, didn't you?
Yeah, we accidentally had a fantastic turnout. You know, we did that kind of last minute last year. It was about a month before school started, and we thought, you know what? We still had a lot of kids that hadn't come back to school in person from COVID. They were still kind of lingering out there, and that was the first year that we didn't have that online option anymore, so we had to get the kids, or wanted to get the kids excited about being in person again in the school with their teachers, because ultimately that's where they succeed the most, is being face to face. So we thought, you know what, we'll just throw a little party. The city of Waxahachie.
A little bitty tiny party.
Yeah. City of Waxahachie and Rail Yard Park, you know, Kelly Skitsmas, she had already hired a DJ and I think brought the, like the snow cone truck. She was just going to have a little shindig out there. And I had heard about that and I called her and said, hey, would you want to kind of partner up and just blow it up just a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
I think we can get 400 or 500 people out there. And it ended up being well over 1500 people.
Oh my goodness.
Shoulder to shoulder.
That's pretty cool. And wasn't it like super hot?
It was very hot. Yes.
Yeah. But you know what? Everybody was really happy.
We had cooling fans and things like that. We didn't have one single person that, you know, got heat problems at all. HEB, they kept going back and forth and getting more water and more ice. And, you know, it's because of community partners that, and those relationships that are across the community that make these things happen. So, you know, Remedy Church was out there cooking hot dogs that were donated by HEB. We had another church that was giving out chips and, of course, the city paying for the first 200 snow cones for the kids. So it was incredible. But my favorite part about it was actually all the student organizations, like the football team. They were being so sweet to the little kids, showing them how to pass, and the cheerleaders are painting faces, and the drill team, they're all showing kids how to dance.
That's pretty cool.
You know, the band is all there, 200 kids, and all the flags going all directions.
Oh, wow.
You know? So
cool, yeah.
It's just, you know, that feeling you have when you walk out of church on Sunday morning, it's that kind of feeling out there. It's just like, we live in a cool place.
Yeah. I thought about that. Last month during the 4th of July parade, it's like it looks like a Hallmark movie.
It is.
Our town is kind of like a Hallmark movie.
And Dr. Hollinsworth, you know, he's only been here a year, and he says it over and over and over. People in Waxahachie don't realize it's not like this everywhere.
Yeah.
We take for granted the city and the community and the people and the partners that we have, and it is not like this in every city.
That's cool. So, what is the plan this year?
So, we're going to kind of help out with the heat a little bit. Last year, we did it 11 o'clock, right in the smack middle of the day. We do want to keep it on the same weekend, which is the weekend before school starts, because it's tax-free weekend downtown.
Oh, that's good.
And so, one of our other important partners is the Waxahachie Downtown Merchants Association. And us, them, and the city of Waxahachie said, you know, we got to get people downtown to shop. But we don't want to stand around the heat too much, so we postponed it till about 4 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to let everybody shop in the air-conditioned shops all day long, and then at 4 p.m., head down to the to Rail Yard Park, the amphitheater. You know, you can park anywhere downtown, the parking garage. There's a south parking lot just past the amphitheater. So there actually is plenty of parking if everybody just spreads out a little bit.
Yeah.
And come on down, and we have about 3 hours. We have 15 businesses. 17 student organizations doing activities with the kids, tons of giveaways from the stage, Pokio's ice cream, you know, all the things.
And who's qualified to come to this?
Well, because of the space allotment, those 15 business booth areas, we have to make that kind of an invitation-only situation, or else we'll just be bombarded.
Okay.
I mean, this year we had requests from businesses that weren't even in Waxahachie, weren't even in Ellis County, we had businesses wanting to set up a booth. And because this, the mission of this event is to get children ready for starting school. It's not to sell things to our citizens.
Yeah.
So there are no for-profit booths out there selling anything.
Oh, good.
KBEC may be out there, and even though they're not a nonprofit, they're not selling anything. The people that volunteer to have a booth out there, they have agreed to give away free items for the kids. So whether it's a Frisbee or a koozie or not a whatever.
Yeah.
You know, little free giveaways.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. So you don't expect to pull your wallet out at any point. This is just a party.
So what about, like, as far as what kids can come?
Oh, anybody that goes to WISD.
Okay.
I mean, that's what we're celebrating. So any student of Waxahachie ISD, you know, we're not asking what school they go to.
Yeah.
We are from another town, so we love on everybody here in Waxahachie.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah. So if you're a WISD student, you are welcome to attend this event. It starts at 4?
4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Come and go. The basketball team will be playing basketball. The tennis team will be playing tennis. The soccer team's there. Dunk booth is being run by the baseball and softball teams. The football team will be there. If you want an autograph by somebody you think is going to be famous one day, they're going to be out there. So
everybody needs to get a chance to jump in the dunking booth.
Yes, exactly. I might be in the dunking booth myself.
No kidding. I might volunteer.
But thankfully, Altus ER, who is an amazing community partner, like, you know, they're going to be providing all the bounce houses out there again this year. So we have bounce houses and obstacle courses and stuff like that. Camp Gladiators.
Oh, fun. Okay. So they just show up. They don't need to do anything, but just show up.
Nope.
Okay. And is there anything else our students need to know, or the parents?
Yeah. Well, since we're a week away from school, I want to make sure that the citizens of Waxahachie, and whether you're a parent or not, whether you don't have to even have a child in the school system, it takes a village to raise these babies. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that everybody knows, no matter whether you have a connection to WISD or not, you are part of WISD, and we would love for you to come in and either share a skill set for career day, be a speaker if you want to be a speaker, volunteer in the classrooms. We have so many programs. We have not only the back to school bash, but moving forward from that, we do a Grand Friends Week, Dear Day. You can read, you can adopt a class and go in and grade papers if you want to. Whatever you think that you're good at and that you want to contribute to Waxahachie ISD, I can find a place to put you.
How do they go about finding out about that?
So on our website, wisd.org, at the very top is a tab that says departments. So if you click on that tab and scroll down to Partners in Education, we call you a partner. So you're not just a citizen in Waxahachie, you're a partner of WISD. So you find that Partners in Education link, you click right there, and there's a big giant button that says Register Now. What that's going to do is allow you to create an account as a volunteer, and you can go in there and see what opportunities are available and choose whatever opportunity. So as those opportunities come up in the year, if you've registered for them, then we can email you and say, hey, it's time for Dear Day. I noticed you clicked that you wanted to be part of it. Here we are. It's time to plan. And then we pull you in at whatever level you want to be pulled in at.
So you probably do just one background check at the beginning, and then you're kind of good to go.
Yes, that system is an automatic. Once you register, and it gives a little disclaimer at the bottom, by clicking submit, you are agreeing to a background check, which is sex offender registry, that kind of stuff. That's that safety layer that we put in there to make sure we know who's going where. It runs your background check. That background check, it's good for a year. And then a year from now, you'll get an email that says, hey, last year on this day, you signed up to volunteer. You still want to be a volunteer? If so, click submit again. It'll run your background the second time.
Oh, good.
And each year.
That's good. What else is going on? What else would you like to talk about?
You know, that morning, I forgot to tell y'all that at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, it's not for everybody in the district, but I like the citizens to know that WISD does provide this because we have so many business partners that are part of this. Operation First Day of School is has been a tradition in Waxahachie for years and years. Businesses come together with us and purchase school supplies, and those school supplies are given to the kids who may not be able to afford them. So our economically disadvantaged children, we have nearly 2,000 economically disadvantaged children in Waxahachie ISD, and school supplies are difficult for them. So by the grace of God, can I say God on the radio?
I think you're safe. I think you're safe in Ellis County.
By the grace of God, we have businesses in town that donate thousands of backpacks and pencils and all the things. And so we spread those out over the gymnasium in Clift Elementary School. We contact all of those economically disadvantaged families and say, hey, come out and do your school supply shopping at the Clift Elementary Gymnasium. And the kids get to go in there and pick their backpack and fill them up with all the supplies. So they get the same experience as all those kids that are going to Walmart and Target with their parents.
That is so fun. I was just telling Eric the other day, I saw school supplies in the store, and I was like, I remember getting so excited when I'd see school supplies, and I would just, isn't that funny though? Yeah. I would get excited when school was getting ready to start.
Yeah, you pack and repack your pencil box like 12 times. Yes.
And make sure you had matching and color-coded everything.
Yes, yes.
At least the girls did. I don't know about the guys.
And I wish I would have brought the list, because there's so many businesses that contribute to that. It's so heartwarming to see who steps up and, you know, I got 5,000 pencils.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
You know.
Good.
So, yeah. So Operation First Day of School, Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. Those are kids that are economically disadvantaged, and they've already received their invitations for that. So they know, and they're prepared to be there later that afternoon. So we want y'all to shop downtown, get all your tax-free stuff, and then at 4 p.m., come out and party with us at the Back to School Bash. Once you get all fired up about the school year, then be sure to log into our website and sign up for one of those opportunities to volunteer in the district.
So that's a big day, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So want to recap the date and the times?
Yes. Operation First Day of School, 8 o'clock in the morning. If you've received an invitation for that, be sure to come out. We've got lots of stuff to give you away for free. And then we'll see you at 4 p.m. at Back to School Bash.
Which is at Railyard Park.
Yeah. And we're going to have the splash pad running. So if you want to wear your little swimsuit and have fun in the water, you can do that.
Y'all don't judge me. I'll be out there. All right, Sandy King, thank you for joining us. If someone needs to get in touch with you and they have questions, what's the best way to do that?
My email address is sking@wisd.org.
Yes. All right. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Happy back to school.
Yay.